What's going on, people? This is Tony from Trucker Tech Podcast. On today's episode, I'm going to discuss Samsung's latest release, the Note 10. If you guys didn't know, Samsung just released two brand new models of the Note 10. So basically, the way this works, there's the Note 10, which is pretty much the basic one, and then there's a second model that's the Note 10 Plus, that it's fully loaded, has the higher quality screen resolution at 440. Is scale, I think the screen is scale at 6.7, if I'm not mistaken. And compare that to the basic Note 10, which is 6.3, 6.4. It's just a couple of, I guess, decimals here and there. But I guess if you want the high price, you know, the fully loaded Note 10, or if you're just looking for the basic one, and the only difference is probably like $200-$300. Right, the basic Note 10 starts at $999, which is $1,000 with taxes, a little bit more on the upside, and the Note 10 Plus starts at $299, especially for the 5G. So if you're interested in becoming an early adopter of the 5G network, depending on what wireless carrier you're on, I hear that T-Mobile and Sprint, which are the lower level carriers, cell phone carriers, or wireless carriers I should say, they are already implementing the 5G network in major cities. So if you live like in LA, you know, Dallas, New York, Miami, all those big cities should have a 5G, and the only way to get 5G is if you have a compatible 5G network smartphone. So if it was up to me, I would lean towards the Note 10 Plus. You know, if you're gonna, either way, like if you're gonna spend over $1,000, at that point you might as well just, you know, ball out, just cash out and just go for the major one. Either way, you're already spending over $1,000, which I do have an issue. You know, in my last episode, I kind of discussed why flagship smartphones are a dying breed. And they are still going to hold the market for flagships. There's always going to be a market for luxury, expensive phones, you know, fully loaded, specced out, you know, politician and omission type of phones. But I believe that market is going to be, you know, just a small share into the general public, right? Because when you think about it, people are just on social media, they watch a couple of movies, maybe on Netflix, YouTube, check your email, make some phone calls, and send a couple of text messages every now and then. And just to do those basic stuff, you're not gonna need that specced out, you know, expensive phone. So yeah, so either way, if it was up to me, I'll go for the Note 10 Plus 5G. You know, if I'm in that position where I'm in Best Buy and I have, you know, just the Note 10 basic or the Note 10 Plus, and I'm already gonna spend $1,000, I'm gonna lean towards the Note 10 Plus. Might as well just go all out. And depending on your financial situation, it has to be good, right? You can't just be struggling in life and making, you know, minimum wage, and, you know, go after the expensive phone. You have no business, pretty much, you know, cashing out and you know, just going all out, buying something that you can't afford, you know, it's not worth it. From my point of view, it's not worth it if you're cash short or cash poor, making minimum wage, you're barely getting by, and you're out there buying an expensive phone. You know, just think smart before you buy. I know it's tempting. If you're a tech head like me, you always want to have the latest phone with you. But I'll think about it. We still have the Pixel 4. I'm still waiting on that to see what they're going to do with the Pixel 4. I hear a lot of good things about it, but we'll save that for another episode. And next month, we're in August the 9th right now. So next month is the iPhone release of the iPhone 11. So, hey, that's pretty much it. We're going to cut it right here. This is Tony. I love tech. I hope you do too. Make sure to subscribe. Stay tuned for the next episode. Peace.